Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Norm at Night, and I'm really sorry. I realize that I'm late here and with the show, and part of the reason is the weather here in Cat Harpin, Virginia. I'm really very, very sorry for anyone who has who's tried to call in or look for the show here. I'm 27 minutes late, and I'm sorry. Maybe we can have just a little bit of music here on Norm at Night.
Start up. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke.
And there's a little Max Rabby. Speaking of music here, to start out 2009, I traveled down to, back last Saturday night, I traveled down to the 930 Club in Washington, D.C., and I was able to listen and see and join in to Gogo Bordello. If you're out there, Mr. S., why don't you, out in Chicago, why don't you just give us a call here, or anybody else, actually, you want to hear about that night of Gogo Bordello, just give us a call at 347-945-6713. I know because I didn't start on time that I probably lost half the audience out there, but we've got about 30 minutes left, and I just had a whole lot of trouble trying to, get everything cranked away here tonight, and the combination of the new time, the strangeness of the hour, and the weather out here, everything sort of ganged up to get in my way. So I really hope we don't have a silent night. Yesterday was the, the going back to school, and to be perfectly honest, it was really one of the hardest things I had to do after being off 2 weeks back in the wonderful air of Bowie, Maryland. I had to come back out here, and that in itself isn't bad. It was just the idea of making the drive and then coming out here. We got a lot of interesting things coming on Norm at Night this year, 2009. I'm right now, I'm in negotiations with trying to get my first guest here on the show, and I'm really excited about that. And one, I'm not going to say a whole lot about it until it's solid and we've scheduled a night, but I think a lot of you guys out there, especially my friends on Facebook from the old days, will get a real kick out of what we probably have coming up. And we're liable to have some of the most interesting talk and debate that we've ever had here on Norm at Night. I gotta tell you, one of the things that I will miss when I get out here is because I don't have any cable TV out here in Virginia, and unfortunately, MSNBC is not on cable TV. I mean, it's not on regular TV. It's only on cable. And that was one of the things that I enjoyed when I was home was cable TV and MSNBC and all my favorite guys, you know, Chris Matthews and Keith Olbermann and, gosh, even Rachel Maddow I could put up with when, you know, I was listening to MSNBC. And but the best, and the one I really miss, is I've become a giant fan of Morning Joe. And I got to tell you, I don't know when, but I read about it today on the internet. And oh, my gosh, would I have loved to have heard it live. He was talking, Joe Scarborough. I don't necessarily like his politics, but I, without question, love his demeanor and presence and irreverence on the show. He just had a couple of wonderful interactions with Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's actually the great intellectual foreign policy guy from the well, from my side of the aisle, actually, Jimmy Carter, who was his national security advisor, has written a couple of wrote a great book with Brent Scrocop. But anyway, and Mika Brzezinski is, Dr. Brzezinski's daughter is Joe's co-host. And so they're on the show, and Joe supposedly said, well, you know, the inauguration, they've almost got everything constructed for it, except that they just have one thing to go. And Mika, his co-host, says to him, well, what's that, Joe? And he replies, the manger. Because we're not, you know, the Messiah is coming. God help us all. Well, I'm not sure the Messiah doesn't have clay feet. You know, I think we might be able to stop passing out the little crucifixes, because I'm not 100% sure we're going to be redeemed by this guy coming into the White House. And one of the things I do whenever I'm at home, whenever possible, is I watch Meet the Press. And I really was disappointed this Sunday when I saw Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, appear on the show. David Gregory is fine, but I really don't like Harry Reid. I'm really embarrassed. They should have done is what should have happened, and I don't care about the seniority system or any of that nutty stuff. Hillary Clinton should have stayed in the Senate, period, and become the Senate Majority Leader. That's where she could have done the most good. That's where those 18 million votes that she got in the primary would have answered the question. There is little or no question that Hillary Clinton belongs in the Senate. And can you imagine if we get that Kennedy, Caroline Kennedy, a senator? She doesn't even vote, for gosh sake, and she wants to be the United States Senator from New York. It's almost as bad an affront as when her uncle ran for Senator from New York. That actually pushed me, believe it or not, into my 2 years of Republicanism, but that's a whole nother story. Don't worry, I came to my senses, but God, that's a real stumbling block for me, the Kennedys. So if you want to call in the Norm at night and you're listening late to the show, and I'm really sorry that I got here so late, you can call us at 347-945-6713. Let's see if there's anything going on here in chat. I'm not 100% sure if anybody's calling in. but I don't have anybody on my Blog Talk Radio chat, but I'll leave it open here. I do have five lines open at 347-945-6713. So why don't you pick up your cell phone, just give me a call, say hello. Chastise me for following up the start of the show and being late. I have a lot of things going on here, but actually I'm going to make, who knows, but Saturday night, oh my gosh, I was born to punk rock. Holy mackerel. Go Gold Bordello. They were absolutely spectacular. There I was, the 9:30 club. My buds and I, we emptied a couple bottles of Russian vodka before we went down, had a number of beers, and it was just a great time. Went down in the mosh pit, almost made it right to the front row. Gosh, I was two rows away, close enough to see the sweat coming off the guys pouring down on us in the pit. It was an incredible experience, and for two brief hours, you forget you're 57 years old. Or maybe it's 58 now. Wait a minute. Yes, it is. It's 58 years old. It's really hard to remember after that night of Go Go Bordello. It was wonderful. If you don't feel like calling in, remember you can Skype me at BoogeCon. And I got a call coming in here. Go ahead, 916. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, guy?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. The weather's just horrible out here. I got a late start on the new night, but I don't know if you were listening. I was just talking about Gogo Bordello. What a night at the 9:30 Club. I thought I was back in Crystal Beach for a while. Hello? Oh, wait a minute. Somehow I muted the caller.
Oh.
There you go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I feel really bad about it. By the time I got everything cranked up here in the new hour, all of a sudden it was 9:23.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Oh, gosh, it's just after dinner time out there on the coast.
Well, yeah. I eat whenever I feel like it.
Nothing's changed. But, I'm really kind of excited with the new time. And so did you have a good New Year's out there?
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't do anything.
Well, I actually went to see that Tom Cruise movie.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I can't stand Tom Cruise.
I'm not fond of his work either.
He was actually pretty good in this movie. I was kind of impressed, actually.
Well, I kind of wondered if, I didn't want to. Now, did he use an accent of any sort?
No.
Okay, because I thought
was,
if he did that, I thought that would just ruin it, because there's no way he could do that, for me anyhow. But the cast was fairly interesting, too, especially what they have, Eddie Izzard and people like that in there.
Well, I don't know really very much about movies. The cast was wonderful. The guy who played Hitler played it great. I mean, it was a wonderful performance of or portrayal of Adolf Hitler. But the best guy, in fact, in my view, the best actor in the show was the guy who played, I can't remember the general's name, and the guy who actually probably ruined the whole thing. but it's hard to say. Hey, remember, if you're out there and if you saw Valkyrie, give us a call at 347-945-6713 or any other movies you saw during the break, because that's actually the only movie I saw. A shout out to the lady who went with me to the movie, because that's about the only night of the year she gets me to go. That's my wife, and she gets me to go to the movie house. I guess it takes New Year's Eve for me to be willing to spend the money that they cost.
You mean for a movie?
Yes, $9 a person. $9, and then the tub of popcorn cost another $25.
Oh, jeez.
I guess that was for... my sister-in-law went with us, and, it was a nice night. You know, we went out and had dinner at this great little Irish restaurant, and then we went to see the movie, and we went home to watch the ball drop. I guess that's what happens when you get old.
Yeah. I did, I got some Chinese food. I actually fell asleep before the ball dropped, and so I had to watch it later.
Watch a repeat of the ball.
And then I'm watching Dick Clark on air, and I go, man, what? Then I had to remember that, he's recovering from a stroke and all that, the speech is not quite right and all that,
Yeah, right. But I listened to, I forget who the NBC guy was. I think it was their late night show host, Colin, whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah. He's like at the late, 2 a.m. show or something.
Right, exactly.
Rarely see this guy, yeah.
but I wanted to watch MSNBC because I wanted to see if Luke Russert was part of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, and his father's reputation is safe. He's got a long way to go.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He made his typical Buffalo joke, but you know what? He's at NBC, and I'm on Blog Talk Radio, so I better just be quiet.
Oh, very good. Why, does NBC have a stake in Blog Talk, or what?
No, but, I mean, he's getting paid, and I'm just having fun.
Oh, okay. No.
But hey, if you're out there, hey, Luke, if you're out there listening, fat chance, but 347-945-6713. I'm really, again, I apologize for starting late, and I had all these people. Cousin Lauren, if you're out there still, if you're, try to tune in to see if your uncle blew it, give us a call here. Dougie, Cousin Paul, Cousin Abel, everybody. Yeah, you start reaching for your family because you just say, oh, gosh, why? Here we go.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone.
Come on, join my old buddy,
no
347-945-6713.
No one call? Why can't...
Why does no one call? Come on. But anyway, or you can Skype me at BoogeCon. How many of you people, do you use, you use Skype because you've called me on it.
Yeah, I did that I haven't tried to call you on it, but
I'd love
to call your show on it, but I haven't.
That's what I meant, yeah. I love Skype, and, we're starting to discover it at work, and they're looking for ways to save money, and I said, put Skype on everybody's computer. We'll turn off the telephone.
Yeah, from what I hear, when it's Skype to Skype, it works rather well. My experience calling other people has not been very good.
mean calling a landline?
Right, exactly. So when I've tried, and it's funny because when I test it, the tests come out perfectly clear.
Uh-huh.
If I actually call somebody, they're good for about a minute, and then they start to deteriorate. The quality gets worse.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, and it's funny because they can hear me, although, you know, it's hit or miss. I've had it work sometimes, but...
No, I understand. So it's a little early to start signing up for Vonage, huh?
Oh, no, I wouldn't. Yeah, Vonage is... I don't know how long that's going to last.
The phone company's safe for a while. Well, hey, all you got... Anybody out there, 347-945-6713, give us a call because, you know, we'll see what we can't figure out here. Well, I've been back at work for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
God, I wish I was retirable like you.
Well, you know, it was one of those. It wasn't a choice, but it wasn't a choice, and, you know, I can tell you, now it's been over 2 years, and...
Well, to be able to do it, though, and not have to find another job's kind of nice.
Well, yeah, I mean, that part I certainly like, but I have to say that, you know, sometimes a week can just evaporate, it's like, and then you think, I really didn't do anything. You know, you don't have that interaction with your people at work, and then, you know, like there's especially working at a newspaper, you start the day to get the paper out, the paper's out, there's a little sense of accomplishment, you know, and you know, that I miss, of course, you know.
How many editions did you guys put out a day?
Oh, let me think. We had, I think about 4 or 5, but they... A lot of them would change, you know, the front page or the metro section, you know.
Right.
But, you know, as time went on, it wasn't nearly the stress that it used to be. I mean, if we go back 10 years ago, that was another animal when, you know, a lot of that stuff was still done manually. They would paste up the pages and shoot them to film and print them to plate. You know, there was all that whole process, which is
right. I remember as being a Cub Scout and going down in the news, and you know, when the line of plate operators and they
that goes way back, yeah.
But it's the metal, you know, you'd get a little metal strip to take home as a souvenir.
Oh, you're going back to the, that was, you know. And even that is before my time, obviously. You know,
Now, today, when you first started at the newspaper, were they using whiteboards still?
Oh, sure.
For all the paste up and stuff?
Yeah, all of that. Yeah, because I started in... Well, I had been in the field before that, but I started with McClatchy in 1987.
Wow.
So I was there for, you know, a lot of the old way of doing things, of course, you know, all that tape and wax and type and photostats and, you know, it was an enormous process just to get that thing down there, you know.
Well, you know, it always amazed me, even like when I was... a newspaper boy, how they got those issues. Remember that Lake City edition of the Buffalo Evening?
Yes, I did.
That's the one we delivered. That's the one you delivered to people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
And
you had to collect the money too. Yeah,
absolutely. Every week, when I remember when I started delivering the papers, it was 45 cents. 10 cents for the Saturday and 7 cents for the daily.
Mm.
And
yeah, especially the winter, those were fun days.
Oh yeah, well I also sold papers right on the corner at Delvin and Bailey.
Oh,
I sold the Morning Courier out of the box.
Mm.
until they decided that they didn't like the fact that I was also delivering the news.
Yeah, then, and I remember, too, with the, well, I had the Buffalo Evening News.
Right, wow, that's right.
And then you would get all the inserts, and you had to put them all together.
Yeah, that was always an issue, because there were plenty of trash cans around paper routes full of the inserts that nobody put in.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, they wanted you to do that and put the rubber band around it and all that.
Do I remember that?
Yeah.
And did you, I had one of those big blue wagons that said Buffalo Evening News on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had that. And then
so
the
how
big,
about they
the
would
in the big wooden box in front of the house, you know.
You know, speaking of the Buffalo Evening News, and that big wagon just reminded me of, you know, they wouldn't seat that senator today.
Oh, what's his name?
I don't know. I don't even care what his name is. The guy from Chicago.
Burris.
Yeah, that's it. The one who's going to replace God now that he's gone to earth as our Messiah.
Oh, right.
Well, Joe Scarborough, oh, I just thought it was brilliant. Joe Scarborough, I read about it. I didn't see it. Joe Scarborough says on Morning Joe this morning, he says, well, they've just about finished building all the things for the inauguration. They just have one thing to build. And Mika Brzezinski says to him, well, what's that, Joe? He says, the manger. I thought I was going to split a gut.
Yeah, I'm trying to... Who, there's only one black saint I know. Saint Jerome. Wasn't
I didn't he, know he was black.
I think he's the only one out there. Yeah, I, you know.
Saint
Jerome. I don't know what he is. But I seem to remember him, and... He was a monk of some sort, you know, when he had lots of animals around him. You know, they all did.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Jerome.
I have a childhood vision of a prayer card. That's all.
Is there a St. Jerome's parish?
I guess I'll have to look it up. I don't know.
In the old neighborhood. Well, let's see. St. Bart's and Holy Redeemer and St. Matt. What was the one over on Grider by the pool?
Let me think. Jeez.
Saints. Oh, I can't remember it.
Yeah, because Bart was on Grider, but that was across from the...
right, it was just up Delavan, just
yeah.
Up from your house, not very far.
Yeah, right around the corner. Yeah, all my younger brother and sister went there.
And I went to St. Gerard. That was up at Delavan and Bailey. Did you hear what they're doing with that church?
Oh, yeah, I know.
That is an amazing thing.
And mail it to...
a parish in Atlanta.
Somewhere down. Somewhere where it's funny.
And they want to take it apart.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Because I'm not sure if I'm losing my signal or what the story is here.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, now you're coming through fine, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the weather here is just horrendous. There's, it's cold and bitter and raining. And we got about 5 minutes left. So if you're out there, 347-945-6713. Let me see if anybody's in the chat session here. I guess I should have this open on the screen. I think
it's a new format. It looks different.
Yeah, that cost me about 5 minutes too to figure that out. Got power and stuff, and
because I've seen some of the other radio shows where they have a chat room going. And
right, and I've actually...
There was something where you could enter a comment, but it didn't really look like a chat room. Maybe it is, I don't know.
Well, it's the heading on the host side. It says Blog Talk Radio Web Chat. You know, it's just it's an instant message style. My big old mug is there with my white hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that. I'm not on the computer now. I'm outside having a smoke. So.
Oh, gosh.
I don't smoke in my house.
Oh.
The cats don't like it, and you know. And I've got, you know, I've got paintings and that. And
No, I understand.
I'm
trying to remember, when did I stop? 1984.
Oh, wow.
So I think my lungs are supposed to have repaired themselves now.
Yeah, I guess from what I understand, it does take a few years, but...
Understanding of it is it takes you have to have quit for as many years as you smoke.
Oh, well then.
And I'm right about at that, because I smoked for 20 years.
So I'll have to be a centenarian. Be healthy. Damn.
Yeah, but actually, I had an uncle, he's smoked till he was 90, stopped, and died a year later.
Oh, yeah.
But, well, maybe it's 2 years, I don't know. But, it doesn't look like anybody's going to call in but you, my old dependable, and I thank you for doing that.
Oh, no.
But I got about 2 minutes left here, and I'm not going to make you all suffer and listen to Max. So if you got anything you want to say, any resolutions you want to make, any resolutions you think the new president of the United States should make, I'll tell you one thing. It's not good to be a Palestinian these days.
No, I don't think so.
Just slaughtering them.
Well, I have noticed the Messiah is silent on the issue. He explained it, however, that, you know... You can't have two presidents in cases like that.
No, and then that's absolutely true. In case this one wants to do something the last 2 weeks he's in office.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, I think the Israelis were thinking, damn, we better get this in before the new one comes, because, you know.
You know what? You're probably right about that. You know, and then that baloney pop. You know, about, if the Canadians started shelling New York, you know, what would we do?
Oh, yeah, well, they had, if you get a chance, if you go to the Comedy Central and look at the Daily Show, the one he did last night, he hit all of them. I mean, they went from, well, what if Tijuana was sending rockets to San Diego? And I think that was like Mitchell or somebody.
Yeah.
He said, well, what if Cuba was sending rockets to Miami? And it was like, you know, the whole Sunday morning talk circuit, every one of them had an analogy to defend... You know,
right.
Israeli evasion. It was like, you know, damn people, did you rehearse this? So, yeah, it's, I don't know what you want to call it. You can call it excessive, but at the same time, they've warned them all along and said, hey, you mess with us and you're going to either get 10 times worse, and apparently the numbers have been met now. So...
Well, the death toll is thousands of times worse.
Well, the last numbers I saw were like 500 dead and nearly 3,000 injured. I forget now. That's probably increased since yesterday.
And we're in the last 5 seconds, so if you're out there listening, thanks for listening. And Norm is done. And I'm going to hang up here because my cell phone's dying, and I had to use cell phone. And thanks for calling. We'll see you next week.
Okay, yeah. If you want to, you know, give me a call tomorrow at this number.
All right. I got it here.
Do it around the same time. It'd be fine.
All right, Carl. We'll talk to you. Bye-bye.
Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.